The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
I didn't watch the presidential debate in June. I knew it was just another act in this macabre theater play that the government and media wants us to believe is real. By now, I would hope that most Americans understand that nothing they show us is real. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Most still believe what they're told by the mainstream press and what is put forth by politicians, political parties, special interest groups, and social media. What happened during the debate in June was so predictable. The same can be said of what happened afterwards, just so predictable. I could have written the script for them because I knew exactly what was going to happen. Biden would be presented as a likable, soft-spoken, elderly man with dementia. Trump would come off as a bully picking on poor old Joe. But the purpose behind showing this to the public is simply the next step in the Democratic plan to remove Biden from the ticket in November and replace him with someone else. Someone who won't even need to raise any money, do any campaigning or debating, and simply serve as the antidote to four more years of Trump for those on the left. And as was also so predictable, almost immediately after the debate, the call to remove Biden began. Even multiple Democrats have called for him to drop out of the race, as has the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, the New Yorker, The Washington Post, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and Britain's largest magazine, The Economist. All of these media outlets have shilled for Biden all this time, even as questions about his mental state have been going on since day one. Are we to believe that just now, suddenly, they've realized he's incompetent? For years, we've watched him fumble and gaffe at every opportunity. We've watched him invent new words, mumble incoherently, stumble up and down steps, fall off his bike, wander around the stage after speaking, shaking hands with the air, not knowing what he should do, require assistance to leave the stage after a speech, and tell whopper lies one after the other. All the while, the mainstream media propped him up, as did his handlers, so he could continue to serve as the figurehead for the leftist communist machine now in control of this country. But his usefulness has run out, and his approval ratings are abysmal, even among those of his own party. And right on cue, Biden himself did some post-debate interviews in which he made things even worse. He continued to stumble over his words in every interview, and in one, on Philadelphia's WURD, he even described himself as a black woman. He said, and I quote, "I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman to serve with a black president." Makes perfect sense to those who speak Bidenese. Also right on cue, Biden told a gathering of Democratic governors that he needs to get more sleep and work fewer hours, so he'll no longer be doing any events after 8 p.m. And strangely enough, the Supreme Court handed down a decision July 1st, ruling that presidents have absolute immunity for their core constitutional powers and are entitled to a presumption of immunity for all other official acts. The Trump camp hailed this as a wonderful outcome for Donald, because it means many of his indictments will likely now be dropped. Few understand, though, that this also means that Biden can never be prosecuted for his crimes while in office, which are many. Not that he ever would have been, anyway. It's such a theater clown show, it would be unbelievable as a movie script. But this is all happening in real life, and we're supposed to believe it's all legitimate. Can you not see how this is all pre-planned and orchestrated by the swamp, the deep state, the globalists, whatever you want to call the puppet masters pulling the strings? Here are a couple things I do believe to be true in all this. Joe Biden lost his mind a while ago. He has advanced dementia. I believe his doctors have been keeping him upright with cocktails of drugs so he can continue to appear to function. But even those drugs are failing him now. He's always been unfit for office, not just because of his dementia, but also because of his criminal activities, crimes that he can now, conveniently, never be held accountable for. He's also never been in charge of anything in the Oval Office. I believe he's been the puppet of Barack Hussein Obama, who lives just 2 miles away from the White House in D.C. He's never made a single decision of his own. He's told what to do, what to say, what to sign, where to stand, when to sit, and when to shut up. He does as he's told. For his part, Biden has doubled down on his determination to stay in the race, supposedly. But it's not really up to him. At the appointed time, I predict, he will step down, saying it's for the good of the party, to assure Trump never takes office again, and to protect our democracy. My prediction is that Biden will be replaced by Michelle Obama, also known as Big Mike, giving Obama his fourth term in office, as he's clearly been Biden's primary handler. Michelle Obama ticks every box in the leftist litmus test: black, female, extremely far-left liberal, and an advocate for transgenderism, homosexuality, abortion, and Islam. Big Mike has it all. Even Kamala Harris hinted at this recently. When asked who she'd want as the next president if Biden stepped down, she said, "I just hope it's not another white male." Biden's rhetoric continued even up to the day before Trump was shot in Pennsylvania. In fact, 5 days prior to the shooting at the Trump rally, Biden stated, "It's time we stop talking about the debate. It's time to put a bullseye on Trump." So is this another case of the Luciferians telling us what they plan to do before they do it? As I look at the situation at the Pennsylvania Trump rally, there are many unanswered questions. Spectators in the crowd saw the man climbing a ladder to the roof of a building 130 yards from the president's podium. They pointed him out to police and Secret Service, who did nothing until after the shots were fired. It appears the Secret Service, like the FBI, CIA, Department of Homeland Security, and the DOJ, is now compromised, taken over by the leftist communist regime in power, and weaponized against conservatives and Christians. After the shooting, the revelation came out that the head of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, had been focusing on DEI in hiring staff. DEI, which stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. But a better definition would be, didn't earn it. All of this is an ongoing plan by the regime in power to fundamentally destroy America from within. And in case you didn't know, the Secret Service is run by the Department of Homeland Security, which is run by Alejandro Mayorkas. You know, the guy in charge of importing, resettling, and spending trillions of dollars to support illegal invaders. Regarding the Trump shooting, this was also so predictable. Trump has been attacked steadily since the moment he came down that escalator to announce his candidacy. He's been impeached, indicted, prosecuted, and convicted of things that weren't even crimes. Moreover, those on the left have been very vocal about attacking Trump and MAGA supporters, some even calling for his assassination. And many leftists have posted things on social media after the rally shooting, screaming, crying, and cursing because the shooter missed. These are the brainwashed ones, indoctrinated by public schools and colleges, filled with rage and hatred for everything American. But politicians on the left have also called for Trump's assassination, sometimes subtly, sometimes openly. The left has polarized this nation and done everything in its power to vilify America, conservatives, males, Christians, and especially heterosexual white Christian males, calling them terrorists, Nazis, and worse. Sadly, many believe this stuff. They have an intense hatred for Trump. But if you try to engage them in conversation, it quickly becomes clear they don't really know why. They just hate, and they're filled with rage and triggered by the very thought of Trump. And sadly, we now must wonder if the Trump shooting was a planned inside job, because every government agency is now compromised by the communist regime. It's not outside the realm of real possibility that this attempt at killing Donald Trump could well have been planned and carried out by our own government. It's happened before. But the aftermath of this is also so predictable. As one person has said, the more you indict, the more we unite, referring to the weaponized justice system targeting Trump in order to label him a convicted felon. Every attack on Trump only makes him more popular. The optics of all this are spectacular for Trump. More than one commentator stated immediately after the shooting that Trump just won the election. Once again, we're presented with two diametrically opposed choices. But the choices are more stark and dramatic than any I've seen in my lifetime. Clearly, the Biden regime is leftist, communist, and globalist. It's intent on burning down the country in order to build back better. And it doesn't care how many people suffer or die in order to continue to rule with an iron fist. This regime hates America. Because I'm a member of the press, I receive multiple press releases from the Biden campaign every day. From what I see, the only things they value are abortion, the LGBTQ plus agenda, transgender rights, diversity, equity, and inclusion, the anti-American and anti-Christian indoctrination of our children, the destruction of our energy supply, continuous money laundering through continuous foreign wars, and open borders. At the other end of the spectrum, we have the Make America Great Again movement. This resonates with the vast majority of American citizens. Realize that, despite their best efforts, only a small percentage of people are truly on board with the Destroy America as Quickly as Possible agenda. Yet the majority have had to pander to the left or be labeled as haters, intolerant, and terrorists. Most Americans love this country and love what Donald Trump espouses, and they're fed up with the insane agenda we've lived through the last 4 years. Truth, justice, and the old-fashioned American way. That's what most Americans want. They want their country back again. But remember, when Trump was in office, we had continuous violence in this country as the leftists rioted, looted, and burned it all down with impunity. We had a scam pandemic that stole our constitutional rights in extreme ways. Trump did not drain the swamp as promised. Instead, he seemed to be controlled by it. I hope Trump is for real and not just controlled opposition run by the globalists. I certainly agree with most of his platform and what he says he stands for. I just wonder if it's still possible for America to have a real president, or if it's all scripted now. If he's allowed to win the election in November, the leftists and their minions will resume their violence and mob riots. We ain't seen nothing yet. The chaos will all be ramped up even more, and they'll unleash another worldwide scamdemic, which is already prepared and ready to launch. Very likely, he'll be faced with unheard-of terrorism from the illegal invaders and those who support them. To keep law and order and American sovereignty and freedom, he will be forced to take extreme measures, which will trigger the left even more. So, will the gloves really be off as he attempts to restore America, or is it all just talk? The months to come will not be pleasant, but understand that no one, not even Donald Trump, can save this nation. Trump stated, after he was shot, that God alone saved his life. Certainly that's true. I pray he understands the magnitude of that, and that if he returns to the Oval Office, his first act and ongoing quest will be to seek God in all things and work to turn the hearts of Americans back to God and Jesus Christ, our only Savior and our only hope. Trump is seen as a courageous man, but now he needs the courage to openly honor God and lead our country back to him in humility and repentance. If he does that, our nation will be blessed. If he doesn't, we'll continue to be cursed. So predictable, because God said so. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com and ask for message number 435.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.